Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Neil Poland, who is president at Mullican Hardwood. How you doing, Neil?
Very good, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. I saw you in person last week, and you told me some interesting information. And before we get into the state of the market, though, let's give a little background information. First off, with you personally, Neil, you have been in this business for quite some time. I think you were with Tarkett, and you've been over with Mullican now for how many years?
I've been with Mullican for 10 years. I came here in January of 99.
January of 99, okay. And actually, Mullican has changed a lot, and I don't know if you had a crystal clear ball or what it was, but you actually have done some great things. I think in 2002, when you first opened your facility in Johnson City, they ran an article that I read that said that you were the second largest producer of unfinished hardwood, and you focused on the builder market. But I think in the last 6 or 7 years, you've really shifted. And you're now much more on the pre-finished side, and you focus more on the retail part of the business. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, we've had to transform the company. We were primarily unfinished strip, unfinished plank producer before 2002, with a lot of that business in red and white oak.
Mm-hmm.
In 2003, we entered the pre-finished market in a very big way, offering one of the largest lines of pre-finished strip and plank in a multitude of species. And that's worked very well for us and enabled us to, you know, take our dealer base from a pre-finish from zero in 2002 to where we have between 8,000 to 10,000 retailers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, one of the things to just point out, in our annual report in May, we talked to you, you're in the top five in the business, I think roughly, rough numbers, you know, over 100, or right around 100 million in sales. And you did close a plant in Bowling Green, which was an unfinished plant. So if you look at Mullican and you look at their number of plants, I mean, most everything I know on the pre-finished side and on the solid side, I know everything that you sell is manufactured in the U.S. How many plants do you have?
We have four plants, one in Holland, New York, Rodsford, West Virginia, Norton, Virginia, and our finishing facility in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Okay. And one of the latest introductions that you've had has been this FSC Pure product. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Kemp, you know, we believe we're the first major solid manufacturer to introduce an FSC Pure solid product. It's our Greenhaven collection offered in red oak, white oak, hickory, and maple. And we see, you know, great things, great opportunity given the demand for green products, and we're just now getting it introduced. But, you know, FFC Pure is going to be very important going forward so that the consumer specifiers and builders are comfortable with the fact that they've got a product that from Pure FFC forest.
Okay, which means it's coming from forests that are harvested through a managed system, right? Is that what it means?
Yes, all under the FFC plan, harvesting plan.
Mm-hmm.
And our sawmill suppliers and ourselves are FFC certified.
Okay. And another thing that I just noticed was in the headlines is that you and Anderson have joined up with the National Wood Flooring Association, and you're the first two members to sign on to their responsible procurement program. Is that right?
That's correct. And, you know, that's more for the masses to make sure that dealers and consumers across the country are very comfortable with the fact that, you know, all of our products are procured responsibly.
So most of your what you sell comes from this country, harvested out of the forest lands in the USA. And actually, this whole Lacey Act that's been in the news lately is probably going to bode well for domestic suppliers of hardwood flooring, because there's going to be some fear and a lot more scrutiny on imported products. Is that right?
Certainly, that's a bonus for U.S. solid manufacturers. And, you know, I think that you're seeing the big, sophisticated retailers across the country changing their focus to make sure that everything they sell conforms to the Lacey Act.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the thing that you told me last week when we got together that I really want to talk about and I think is very interesting is that there actually may be a hardwood raw material supply issue right around the corner, maybe as early as January or February, depending on what the economy does. But you showed me a chart that showed 10 years ago the board foot harvest in this country was 12.6 billion board feet. And this year, according to this chart, it's estimated to be 6.1 billion. So it's about half. So tell us a little bit about what that means to the business and what's caused it.
I mean, you're exactly right, Kemp. It's a huge concern, potential raw material shortage as we go into the winter season. I mean, what happened, you know, back 8 years ago to the present is that the upper grades of red oak lumber have decreased in popularity and demand because of the fact that the furniture business mainly moved to Asia. Therefore, the weak demand for upper grades affects the lower grades of flooring, given that you need that volume for sawmills to operate profitably. And with the weaker demand, there's a lot less lumber in general. And we even see the demand in 2009 being less than 6 billion feet. We've had a huge shakeout with our vendor-based suppliers. Sawmills across the country has gone from, say, 500 suppliers down to about 250. And our top 10 vendors, we've lost five companies, due to the fact that the business climate in the sawmill industry is very poor given the lack of demand for these upper grades. Fortunately for us, we have a large lumber purchasing team that's extremely knowledgeable. We have invested over the years a tremendous amount in our supplier relationships, and we continue to do that. Bailey Lumber's associated company that also helps us with respect to our knowledge of the lumber industry. Therefore, we feel like we can weather the storm. However, we are concerned as we go through the winter and into next year that if we get a spike in consumer demand for flooring, that we could have a severe shortage. It's all going to depend upon that. If the demand for flooring weakens, then obviously we probably be able to skate through this and not see a real shortage materialize.
Well, and we've seen, if our numbers are right, if we look at what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years, wholesale value wood flooring has gone from $2.5 billion down to, I think, a little less than $2 billion. So on the supply and demand issue, with the sawmills shutting down because of the lack of demand, what's to say they can't just fire back up? What you're telling me is that once they've gone out, they're basically out of business.
Well, they could fire back up, but it is difficult. There's some other fundamental issues. There's less logging companies in business. As the volume dropped, a lot of these logging companies have moved into the energy field, coal or natural gas, or have just found other employment. So there's an infrastructure problem of bringing timber to the sawmills that would take some time to be corrected. You also got landowners. People have to remember, most of our raw material comes from private landowners in the U.S., and, the stumpage prices of timber has, dropped significantly over the last 3 or 4 years, and a lot of those people are, waiting for prices to go back up, so that's another issue. Some of them just unwilling to sell their timber.
And the hardwood business they don't use the premium grade. Since you do so much milling for tongue and groove and the surface and everything, you actually use kind of a medium grade product, don't you?
Primarily. Yeah, we use primarily 2 and 3A common lumber, which is a step down from the 1 common and FAS upper grade.
And you're not talking about Mullican, you're talking about the industry.
The industry,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. All right. So given the fact that you have such a strong procurement setup, you actually might be in a better situation than some of the other suppliers of hardwood in this business.
No, we definitely feel we have a competitive advantage in the lumber purchasing part of our business, and that we've invested a lot in that, and we're looked at as a knowledgeable lumber company, and you know, we work very hard at it. We work very hard at relationships with our vendors.
We all know, those of us that studied economics knows that in supply and demand shortages, the first thing that happens is an increase in pricing. So you're thinking that on the supply side, if there is indeed a shortage of lumber, the price is going to start going up, right?
Yes, I believe you'll see that.
Yeah, okay, which is going to affect the price that, of course, you have to pass on to your distributors and retailers.
That is correct, and we've already started communicating with our distributors that, you know, we see this coming and that it's a potential to, you know, get supply, get very tight during the winter season.
Yeah, okay. Well, Neil, I appreciate you spending time with us. I definitely thought this was interesting and could affect the whole industry. We've been talking to Neil Poland, who's president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.